So I'm here at Merry Hill for Jobs and Skills Fair. This is a 9th annual Jobs Fair, and so far it seems that it's the biggest one yet. We've got more than 40 employers and training providers across every part of the economy, every sector you can imagine. We've got top retail names like Marks and Spencers. We've got public services like the council, the Home Office, the prison service. We've got manufacturing, Stilts Home, home lifts. There's finance, Lloyds and Metro banks. Really everything you can imagine. And on top of that, we've got all the local colleges, training providers. And for the first time, we've got Google, who are here with their digital garage, giving people the digital skills, helping people into work or retraining, making sure that they've got the one-to-one mentoring that they need. So it's been a really good day so far. There's still loads of people coming along. So one of the biggest sectors for employment in the region is obviously hospitality. Really good to have Ask Italian here. Really one of the expanding hospitality companies. And joined by Dawn. Dawn, tell us about your plans for the area.
Well, it's really exciting to be opening our new opening restaurant up in Merry Hill here. But we've got the new opening restaurant's happening right in a few weeks' time. So we're doing a huge recruitment drive at the minute to get all those team members in and to be able to build the teams that we need to get the restaurant going.
So it's really a team almost being built from scratch. What kind of roles are you looking at? What opportunities are there?
Absolutely. So we've got our general manager, we've got our head chef in place, but we're looking at all of our team roles. So anything from front of house, waiters, waitresses, full-time, part-time. All of our kitchen roles are fully available at the moment as well. Again, full-time and part-time. So we're just looking for everybody to be able to build that team.
And for people who do join your team, what can they look forward to?
Oh, so much to look forward to. Absolutely so much to look forward to. So there's a multitude of different ways you can build your career with Ask Italian. Be it full-time, be it part-time. We have apprenticeships. We have our own bespoke training, which is the journey, which anybody that joins in us at any level can have their own training laid out in front of them for them to develop the career into to whatever it would like to be, you know, potentially through to general management, head chef and beyond.
So there is that path from whether it's the kitchen or the restaurant floor through to management, if that's what people want?
Absolutely, absolutely. We offer that to anybody that joins us.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dawn, and best of luck with finding the right people.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike. Lovely to be here today.
Thanks. So obviously one of the biggest employers in the Dudley area is the NHS and Dudley Group Hospitals.
Yep.
I'm really pleased, Andrea, you're able to join us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So Andrea, tell us about the opportunities available within the local NHS.
Okay, so across the NHS we have a wide range of careers. There's up to 350 roles across the NHS. So we're looking today to get people involved in understanding more about what the opportunities are within the NHS. It's not just doctors, it's not just nurses. There's a whole range of roles that people can do to support the NHS.
So you don't necessarily need a medical qualification, they're not all clinical roles?
No, we've got a really good range of apprenticeships as well, so people can come to us with no qualifications at all and we'll support them into entry-level NHS roles.
So there is that way in for people,
yes,
who are just coming in from school or college.
Yep, absolutely. A lot of interest today in our apprenticeship scheme. It's something that we've been working on really hard as an organisation to develop, so that we've got clinical, non-clinical, business, finance, a whole range of apprenticeships, to encourage people into the NHS.
So almost any kind of role that you can imagine in a business, obviously the NHS needs it, whether it's people buying all the procurement you have, all the finance things, the admin.
Yep, such a wide range of careers. People just don't realise you don't have to be delivering patient care to make a difference to the patient experience that people get at the Dudley Group.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for spending the time here today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Great. So obviously Marks & Spencer's one of the biggest name in the high street, or in this case in the shopping centre. Really pleased that Laura, the manager's here to join us. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you very much.
So what vacancies, what opportunities have you got available in Marks &
Spencer? We've got lots of vacancies at the moment. So we've got fixed term, we've got permanent vacancies right across the different business units. So we've got men's, kids, home, women's. We've also got our coffee shop, our food hall, our bank, and also visual as well. So lots of vacancies, starting from 8 hours a week up to 37 and a half hours. So lots of across the spectrum, really.
So full-time, part-time, but also for people who want extra work seasonally?
Yeah. So second jobs as well. We take people on for second jobs as well. Students, more mature people. We're completely multi-age, so anybody can come and apply to work at M&S.
And what kind of person are you looking for? Is there anything in particular?
We want people to be themselves. That's the most important. And we like to pick people from the local area that fit in with the local area. So as long as you are friendly, happy, approachable, and want to get on with your job, you're more than welcome to come and apply for us.
And for those people who do apply, who are lucky enough to get a job with Marks & Spencer, what do you think is the best thing that they'll find about working with Marks & Spencer?
The best thing, and I can honestly say this hand on heart, it's a family environment, it really is. I've worked for the business now nearly 20 years on and off, always come back to M&S. We are very friendly, very welcoming, very supportive. We do lots of training and support with people, build people's confidence. So it's really important, that people enjoy being at work, and we try and create that environment all the time.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Laura. And best of luck with
finding
the right people.
Thank you for giving us time. Thank you.
Thanks. So I'm talking to Matt Wright from National Infrastructure Solutions, one of the region's biggest growing training providers. Matt, tell us about the work that NIS do locally.
So our main priority as a business within the region, Mike, is ultimately to get people into skilled, sustainable employment, whether that's someone who needs a second chance in society, whether it's long-term unemployed, or whether it's somebody who needs a career change, and also a big part of the Levelling Up programme, giving this region an opportunity to, as I said, to get in that skilled, sustainable employment. We're very much based out of rail, whether that's high-speed tube, conventional rail, metro, and also civils as well, and we're also looking at utilities markets. Where we're a little bit different, and I always like to lead with this from the start, is we train to job vacancies. So we work closely with employers and we train to their vacancies, so people are getting qualifications to go straight into work and stay in work.
And you're doing a lot of work with the West Midlands Combined Authority to help get people into work in those sectors?
That's correct, yes we do. So in partnership with the City of Wolverhampton College, doing a lot of work across the Black Country and the wider Combined Authority region, and of course the Combined Authority itself, we've been awarded a contract this year based on results where we do get people into work. And again, it comes back around to that. We're very proud of that's what we focus on, the people and getting them into employment.
And tell us about some of those results that you see.
So last year, of people who completed our programmes, we was getting 80% of people into work, and again 80% of those people in sustained work. And I think what now we've been doing this 3 years, what we're seeing is some great journeys. So I'll give an example of a doorman in Wolverhampton who came and trained on our entry-level gateway, Rail Phase 1, went to work for a rail provider who constructed on the railway. He's now come back and done a supervisor programme a year after that, and now he's come back to us. Imagine that he's growing teams and actually coming back to the college, back to our training centre, to recruit more people from his community. So it's growing organically and people are referring each other in as well.
As they carry on along that career path.
And I think that's the thing about sustainability and growth, and we call it our skills escalator model. So essentially, the more people you can progress, so they're earning a better living for the family, whatever they want to do with their money, that you can have more entry-level people come in, and that's how the model grows and grows. And it's been proven and tested now, and it's been such a great success for us all, really.
And it's all about making sure there are more opportunities locally and the local people have a chance to take those opportunities.
Yeah, I think that's key. Ultimately, we're born of local community, we're born of local business, and sometimes everything from the large national corporations right down to the small local business, everybody needs skills, everybody needs an opportunity to earn a living, and that living being sustainable for the household. Inflation, things like that are really affecting people. So the better opportunities we give them to earn money, to provide for the families, and that they're not looking for, let's say, benefits or support, it's a real chance for them to build careers, not just have jobs, but have a trade, a skill, a career, and then they can build on that, and everything comes back to community.
A perfect note to end on. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks very much.
So joined by Tim from His Majesty's Prison and Probation Service. Tim, Tell us about the opportunities available within HMPPS.
Okay, we've got many, many opportunities. So the main reason why we're here today is to recruit for prison officers. We have a number of prisons in the West Midlands area that are recruiting at the moment. The role of a prison officer, the great thing is you don't need any qualifications, but you need really good interpersonal skills. You need to be very resilient and want to be a team player. We're also looking for operational support grades who do some of the behind the scenes things we have in prisons. Very vital role that make prisons run. And actually, we're looking for admin roles as well. So we've got roles that will suit most people or everybody that attends the fair today. And it's great to be here.
Fantastic. So in terms of the people you're looking for, it's not necessarily, you know, younger school and college leavers. It might be people who perhaps had another career, fancy a change, a new challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, I joined the prison service nearly 30 years ago now. It was the second career after I left the armed forces. And we want people in the prison service of all ages, all sizes, from every kind of background you can imagine, because our prison population is very much the same as that. And our workforce needs to reflect that. And this is a great place to be to recruit people for that, because everybody comes to a shopping centre.
And so 30 years in the prison service, for people who were going to join us, perhaps as prison officers, What can they look forward to? What do you think the best thing about working in prison service is?
Well, the prison service now is full of opportunity, so you can specialise. We're the only service outside the forces that has our own PT, physical training department. Every prison in the country, because I've been to every prison in the country, has a gymnasium. We have opportunities for people to be dog handlers. A lot of people don't actually know anything about the prison service or what we have to offer. So this is a great opportunity for us to showcase that, along with our media campaign that we've just started as well, with us being on TV more. Because I think what I want to do is get people to go away today thinking about the prison service is a career that I could do and I'm really interested in, because most people before today wouldn't have even thought about us.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming along today, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's been really useful.
So somebody who obviously needs no introduction is the Mayor of the West Midlands, Andy Street. Andy, thanks so much for joining us again at the Jobs Fair.
Well, Mike, thank you for putting it on again. Look how busy it is, so many opportunities. And perhaps that's the most important message of this morning. Genuinely, there are opportunities for employment across Studley. The latest vacancy numbers say 10,600 jobs, and that's an increase on the last month. And you know, the national vacancies are going down, but here in Dudley, they are still going up. So genuinely, come along, find the opportunity that's right for you.
And we've got people across every sector who are looking for the right staff. So whether people are looking for manufacturing jobs, for retail jobs, for hospitality jobs, or anything else in the public service, the emergency services, or the charity sector, you know, there are people who need those roles filling and are looking for the right people out there.
And the really encouraging thing, as you say, is the breadth of jobs. But the other thing to take is that there can be training put in place so you can develop to be ready for those jobs. So whether it be with the national agencies like the DWP or indeed some of the private training providers, if you think, I'm not quite ready for that yet, there is an opportunity to get into readiness. And indeed, there's a permanent skills hot shop here in Maryhill where you can come along if you don't get the chance to come today.
Well, thank you for joining us, Andy.
Thank you, Mike, for what you're doing.
So it's been an incredible day today at the Jobs and Skills Fair. I want to give a big, big thank you to everyone who's attended, to all of the exhibitors, the employers with all those jobs on offer, the training providers who've got those pathways into fantastic careers, and of course all the people who've been coming along looking for new jobs, maybe a change in career. And I think that's why events like this are so important, because actually the days when you chose your career at 15, 16, 18, 19, I think those are beyond us. The career you started with when you leave school or college is probably not the one you're still going to be doing when you reach 50. And actually, the jobs change. So we need people to be able to move on, to change careers. And events like this let people find out what's available. So thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can find other episodes of the Talking Dudley South with me, Mike Wood, the MP for Dudley South, wherever you normally download your podcast, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Google or Spotify. And until next time, take care and hopefully speak to you later.